Okay, welcome back to Arab Talk on KPOO, San Francisco, 89.5 FM. And we finally got through to Mohammed Omar. Mohammed is the international journalist who, in fact, has done 23 live interviews today. He is the voice of the Palestinian voice in the Gaza Strip right now. He has been witnessing and writing of the extraordinary events that have been happening in the Gaza Strip and reporting on the events of Palestinians going into Egypt and back. Mohammed, thank you very much for being with us on Arab Talk today.
Thank you very much, sir.
I know that you've been giving lots of interviews, and it's very, very late in Palestine right now. Can you just give us an update on the latest events in Gaza right now?
Well, still the number of the people is increasing, flooding at the moment, even right after the midnight into the Egyptian city of Rafah and Al-Arish. People are coming from everywhere in the Gaza Strip, the south, the east, the west of the Gaza Strip. Nearly 350,000 Palestinians have managed to cross the border today in and out of Egypt. Some people are still going inside the Egyptian side, mainly young people, old people, and even the whole families, to bring food, medicine, and to bring all the things that they need. People go inside and they bring something as simple as candles, because candles were not available due to the blockade on Gaza from Israel. Something also they were bringing is the cheese and milk and fish, and they also bring cows and veals and even sheep and motorcycles. And I saw some people who bring washing powders, which is not available in the Gaza Strip since the last few months as of the Israeli blockade. People are bringing anything to the Gaza Strip, even the fuel and gasoline and cooking gas, because all of these things were not available, or there was shortages, to be more specific, in the Gaza Strip due to this blockade on the Gaza Strip. 1.5 million Palestinians today are able to have a freedom of access and get out of the Gaza Strip and have a freedom to go to Egypt and buy the things that they would need. Other thing I would say is that there is shortages now in the Egyptian side, as the fuel at one of the stations have run out, and most of the people are demanding that they want fuel to store in their houses in case that this blockade will continue, in case this border will be closed any time. Like someone is, I met with an old man, and when I asked him, "What are you doing here?" he said, "I'm coming to visit my relatives," and he mainly pointed out that his newly born grandchildren, he said, "It's time to see them right now. After all these years, I've never been to this part of the land." And when I asked him if he's coming back, he told me, "I'm coming back. Gaza is my hometown, and if there is a place to die, then it should be the Gaza, my hometown, which I love." People are coming and going up till the moment, and 24 hours people are going and coming after the Gaza Strip have the last few months with no ability to get in or out.
Right.
Even after 8 in the evening, you find no one in the streets, but right now the streets is extremely crowded in the Gaza
Mohammed,
Strip.
Do you get a sense that people are worried that Egypt might suddenly close the border, and that's why there is that panic?
To be honest, I've got this feeling just now, because I'm looking in the sky and I find the sky is really filled with this Israeli drone airplanes and helicopters coming from time to time, and that doesn't really make me very satisfied, I would say, because, you know, to see the Israeli helicopters and the drone planes without pilots coming and going, that's a sign that makes people not feel secure. That's why many people go even to borrow money and to buy something as 20 or 30 liters of fuel, gasoline, benzene, or even cooking gas, and they just walk for 3 to 4 kilometers to cross all the way to this market to get to Al-Arish and then to get to Egyptian side to bring the things that they need. I met also yesterday And today also, I met yesterday and today with a man who needs medication for heart attack, and I asked him why he needs 4 bottles of this medication, and he said, well, it's simply to store, because we don't know for how long this siege will end, and this is our chance, and I have to save. But I pointed out that all the medicine that you that this man bought will expire by July 2008, which makes no sense to have 4 bottles. 1 bottle is more than enough for one person. Possibly he's going to give it away.
Mohammed, I listened to one of your interviews on the BBC yesterday, and I just want to get your opinion about something, because they interviewed you, and they also had an Israeli who was talking about, oh my God, if the Palestinians in Gaza would stop with the rockets, then everything would be good. This is the main Israeli talking point. I wondered if you could offer to our listeners all over the United States and the world, how would you respond as a Palestinian to this Israeli view?
Well, we should here remember something. We should remember who is the victim and who is the occupier. This is something that we should always remind ourselves of. I want to tell you something. Since January 2008, I'm talking about this month, January 2008, Palestinians have been suffering. Since the first day of this year, 76 Palestinians died as a result of the ongoing attacks, and 293 people were injured. Many were severely injured, including women and the children. On the other side, if you look at the Qassam rockets, which Hamas and the other factions have managed to fire nearly more than 150 homemade rockets in the same period. But look at how many Israelis were injured. From 8 to 6 were injured only on the other side. And that shows the way of how Israel is bombing and attacking, and how many casualties are being killed. You 76 killed, and then 293 injured in the Palestinian side, and from 6 to 9 or to 8 Israelis were injured. So in comparison, this makes no sense. As the primitive Palestinian rockets are not as they functioning as that. And let us keep also in mind that Gaza Strip have been under siege for all this period, and the Gazans are having difficult times dealing with this. And if we ask ourselves, and Israel asks themselves, what makes all those young people increase, the people who launched the rockets? I asked this question many times to different militants and gunmen, and they ask you simply, they say, let Israel stop, give us a meaning of life, make us feel secure, and then we are going to stop it. They know that it might not be as functional, and it might have any effect on the Israeli side, but they will continue it. As a young man said, that we will continue. This is the best way to show the world that we are screaming, we are suffering under this Israeli occupation. Let us remind our listeners right now that, unfortunately, Israel has rejected many proposals from Hamas for peace. And I want to tell you that Ismail Haniyeh personally have called the reporter, Israeli reporter of TV1, and ask Israel officially for truce. And then Israel said that we will offer you, you stop the rockets, we will let the food in. So they were not talking about stopping the rockets and stopping the attacks. They say, we will stop the, you stop the rockets and we will let the food in. It's not, they didn't say we will stop the attacks. So this is something that has provoked all the Palestinian factions. And it's quite difficult, I can tell you, that when Israel say to Hamas that we are going to stop, and then in the same time they continue targeting Islamic Jihad, which is a small group in Gaza. Of course, Islamic Jihad will react. And then when they lose their family members or their military commanders, they find it difficult not to respond to the Israeli attacks and assassinations in the Gaza Strip. This is what has been going on, and the number is increasing. Yesterday, the lady who was on DBC, if you notice, I told her that what we are looking for, what we should look for, is peace and understanding. We should both of us meet at some point where we agree on something, and there we go. Not to throw accusations and not to start to say those Arabs, those terrorists, and to use such words, because that is not helping anyone. And that's the old CD. You know, the world has started to understand and realize right now that this is all lies. Israel is using this media influence all over the world, but now the media is getting to know what's happening here, and that is a good sign, and Israel cannot get going with that, definitely.
Now on the ground, we've seen, of course, the jubilant Palestinian families, individuals bringing food, whatever they can grab. But on the grander picture, did you get any, for example, from Egypt, the Egyptian side, any fuel for the hospitals, for the generators that run the electric grid? I've seen on television, for example, the plant that does the, you know, the sewer treatment plant was out of function, and sewage was spilling into the streets.
Well, it's a stinking here, I can tell you, with the sewage system, you know, and not only the sewage system, and I can tell you something that, you know, we could take it as the news from today, just briefly. A group of Egyptian doctors have managed to cross from Egypt to the Gaza Strip, and right now they are still functioning and they are still in the operation rooms, very busy running operations for the Palestinian patients who are not able to get out of Gaza. So this is something new. And then tomorrow, there is a convoy. They are leaving, I assume, from Egypt 4 o'clock in the morning, which means in some hours from now, and they will come with medicine, with doctors, with intellectuals, people in solidarity with Gaza, and they will get eventually to the Gaza Strip to help the people and to get the things that the Gaza Strip needs. Back to your question, and I can tell you and I confirm to you that this is something that Israel does not allow before, and people are going on individual basis to bring all these things, to bring cheese, to bring all the things that they would need. But on a country level, I can say that, you know, there is no plans for bringing in fuel, trucks of fuel for the main generators. And I can tell you the main generator of the Gaza Strip will run out of the fuel any minute in the coming hours, and that's according to the official sources at the Palestinian generating company in Gaza, the electricity company in Gaza. They confirmed that because of the fact that they will run out of the fuel as Israel opened the border for one day, and they closed the border saying that Egypt should have the responsibility over the Gaza Strip to bring you fuel, food, and medicine, and Israel will not let anything get through its borders or through the main commercial crossings. So this is something that it's not the people are getting on individual basis. They are not getting things as it should be for the hospitals. Hospitals are running out of medicine. Hospitals are running out of fuel. And these things are only in individual cases. So everyone will take few gallons of fuel to go to the hospital, to go to Egypt and fill it and bring it back home, and the same they go to bring medicine. But many people who cannot even afford getting that because they are not paid, and we should remember those people, and mainly the workers class who used to work in Israel, and those people who have no money to buy anything.
Yes.
But at least they go to breathe and they go outside to meet with some people. I met with a young man actually, and he was quite happy today, and I never see him. He's a neighbor, and I never seen him as smiling and happy and as happy as today. And when I asked him, why are you happy today, he said, oh, I went to Egypt today and I've managed to drink a bottle of Coca-Cola, and it's a drink, it's Coca-Cola, the whole bottle. I drink it for myself, I didn't share it with anybody. And then I also he said, I also had a meal, and that meal was fish. The fish is from outside, my first time to get out of here. And he was quite excited about having one bottle of Coca-Cola alone without sharing it with anyone and just sitting in a comfortable life knowing that he is going to enjoy 2 or 3 hours in the Egyptian side without any disturbing, without any Israeli missiles,
yes,
without any harassment.
That's the voice of our award-winning journalist, Mohammed Omar, reporting live from Gaza, Palestine. We want to encourage our listeners to go to Mohammed's website, which is www.rafatoday.org. Mohammed has been doing some of the most important reporting on the situation in Gaza, Palestine, since this has happened. Mohammed, thank you very much for being with us today on Arab Talk. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Let me point something out here. Regarding the website, it is still going and functioning. I'll add some more photos hopefully today and tomorrow. But there is a few change that my new email will have. My email is blocked now by Yahoo due to the large numbers of emails I've received. But I can say that listeners or anyone interested or any media organizations can contact me at GazaNews@Yahoo.com. GazaNews, one word, at Yahoo.com.
GazaNews@Yahoo.com. We'll be in touch, Mohammed. Thank you very much for your courageous reporting from Gaza. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. That was the voice of Mohammed Omar from Gaza live. And we've come to a close of another Arab Talk. And we'll see you next week on Arab Talk. This is Arab Talk on KPOO, San Francisco, 89.5 FM.